The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which previously only had the authority to review transactions in which a foreign investor took a controlling stake of an American business, is now reviewing a broader range of transactions, including joint ventures and smaller investments by foreigners in American businesses that make critical technology. There's certainly a degree of hesitation in China in investing in the U.S., said Amen Mir, the former Assistant Secretary for Investment Security at the Treasury Department, who recently joined the law firm Freshfields Bruckhaus Deringer. It's hard to argue against the fact that these rules have clearly had some impact on Chinese investment. Weaker Chinese investment is unlikely to derail the United States economy, as it is a small fraction of that from Britain, Canada, Japan, and Germany. China also continues to be the largest buyer of United States treasuries. However, its holdings have fallen in recent years to $1.1 trillion, according to the latest Treasury Department data. But the decline in investment could hurt areas that are already economically disadvantaged and that have become dependent on Chinese cash. States like Michigan have increasingly wooed Chinese investment, resulting in new factories and jobs in a part of the country that has struggled to recover from the Great Recession. Craig Allen, the president of the U.S.-China Business Council, said the loss of Chinese investment would be felt predominantly in rural states where Chinese investors have bought factories and revived struggling businesses. The not-so-welcome mat is out, and it is having a deleterious effect on relatively poorer areas in the United States that need jobs, he said. The Chinese hear from our state and local officials that they're welcome, Mr. Allen said. What they're hearing from federal officials is quite different. In Kentucky's Ballard County, local officials are grateful that China's Shanying International Holdings acquired a closed paper mill last year. In May, the mill reopened and filled many of the 300 jobs that had been lost. Mayor Brandi Harless of Paducah, Kentucky, who traveled to China to meet executives of the company this year, said that it would be a shame if trade tensions hampered manufacturing investments in towns such as hers. Given our national conversation, I expected there to be some hesitancy, Ms. Harless said, but I haven't heard anyone in our community be negative about this opportunity.